We're talking with Canyon Ryan, who's with the Capital District United Left Front and also the Capital District Socialist Party, and a whole bunch of groups sponsored a rally this January 20th at the federal building to welcome in, I guess, our new president. So, Canyon, maybe we can start off. Just tell us a little about, you know, what is Capital District United Left Front, and you know, what were some of the other groups there, and what was the theme of the day?
Sure. So, the Capital District United Left Front is a coalition of a bunch of different socialist organizations and left of liberal orgs. The purpose of it was trying to kind of centralize the activity of the socialist and progressive left and, get people out there. So we decided our pilot event would be the Rally for the People's Demands. Presidents change, capitalism doesn't. Still rings true a couple days later. And so the idea was just, trying to get some attention to the various demands of the progressive left and hopefully put some pressure, local pressure, but also, directing it at a federal executive transition. So talking about Medicare for All, the Green New Deal, obviously COVID-19, I think that was the day that we surpassed 400,000 deaths in the United States. 10% of that is New York State. So, just trying to get those demands out there.
Now, one can make the, cynical observation that, Donald Trump accused Mr. Biden of being, a socialist, which of course offended all socialists. but, how do you want to replace, capitalism with socialism here in the United States? What does that demand actually mean?
That's a great question. And I think it, depending on who you're asking, the answer is going to obviously vary. To me, the transition to socialism looks a lot like market reforms, utilizing the leverage and power of the United States of America to actually benefit the people that live within its own country and, dismantling the war economy, releasing the sanctions on over a quarter of the world. There's just so much death and despair that is a result of the power of the United States. And I believe that the United States is fundamentally not a great country, but you can utilize the resources that it has at its disposal to make good changes, to assist the world. Instead of investing in war, we could invest in development and not the soft power kind of, weird hegemonic development where we talk about lifting people out of poverty by just privatizing all of another state's resources, but actually going into that country, asking them, what do you need? Like, sincerely, what could help you become more productive? And I don't think that the United States should be going into other countries with USAID and telling them what they're doing or what they should be doing. So, I tend to take an internationalist perspective, but in doing those kinds of programs, you'd be cutting the, trillion-dollar military budget, utilizing maybe a quarter of those resources on other countries, and then investing the rest of it back into the United States. We have a D+ infrastructure grade. That's horrible. It's a lot of the parallels to the collapse of Rome, I think, really stand out. And the election of Trump itself was very similar. We're starting to elect straight buffoons. And, I don't see Biden doing anything other than saving Empire's face at this point. And so, hopefully, with these demands, with these progressive demands, trying to get that attention out there and build some class consciousness, the idea.
Now, one of the things that I work on and that President Biden now has said that, he wants to do is not only a COVID economic stimulus and relief package, but also a green economic stimulus. And Senator Schumer, who I met with recently, particularly talks about and co-sponsors the Thrive Agenda, which is developed by something called the Green New Deal Network, and like how everybody steals the Green New Deal name. But, it's basically the idea, let's spend a couple trillion dollars, invest in renewable energy and renewable energy infrastructure. And so, one of the things I asked some of my socialist colleagues is, okay, so they're going to go spend a lot of money on a green economic stimulus. How would we take that money and do it in a way, you know, that promotes socialism or eco-socialism?
So I think, you know, just to start, it depends where you're getting the renewable energy stores. So like the batteries and all the lithium that it requires. There was that coup in Venezuela, or no, sorry, not Venezuela, in Bolivia last year. And, you know, we had people like Elon Musk saying, we'll overthrow any government we want to. And because all of these green new energies are heavily reliant on lithium. And so just in terms of that, again, bringing it back to an internationalist perspective, I apologize. You know, don't overthrow random governments. And when you're trying to implement these green policies, make sure that you're hiring locally. We have huge unemployment as a result of COVID, but you know, it's kind of always there. It's how the capitalist economy works. So putting an emphasis on full employment, localized development, I think that would be part of the answer. I mean, obviously it's a pretty big question.
Well, what about things like, you know, public ownership of, you know, renewable energies, or, you know, developing, you know, worker cooperatives to own and operate the renewable energy facilities, or, you know, community-based organizations? You know, how do you transform the economy to, you know, create that socialist vision?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like you said, the community ownership is a key part of that, and also keeping a community dialogue open with the state and the financiers of such projects. So rather than relying on, not to use Elon Musk all day, but, you know, Elon or Google, all of these, you know, faux progressive tech oligarchies that all of a sudden want to talk about, oh, we really need to save the planet. Oh, it's so important. But then at the same time, they're willing to step on any poor person to get that development structure going. Also, you know, organizing and cooperating with indigenous groups and indigenous nations. You know, they are still nations. And so getting that, you know, the more rooted definitions of what the land is worth, what the land should be used for, and where those development projects are going to take place. So like, I love windmills. I think that that's one of the best projects when it comes to renewable energy, but you don't want one in the middle of a field that, you know, it's considered a field, but at the end of the day, it's somebody else's property, and not private property, but communal property. And so it all kind of comes down to consistently cooperating with communities in terms of where these deals are going to be taking place and who is going to be in charge of, you know, producing the green energy facilities.
So we've been talking with Canyon Ryan of the Capital District United Left Front and Capital District Socialist Party, and the event on January 20th, Albany, Cuba Solidarity, Albany, New York, Communist Party USA, Bethlehem's Neighbors for Peace, Capital District Socialism America, Capital District Socialist Party, Equality for Troy, Socialist Alternative, Capital District, and Upper Hudson Green Party. If people want to find out more about how to get involved with Capital District United Left for Front, how do they do that? And also, you know, what are some of the plans for the coming years in 60 seconds?
For sure. So to start, we recently launched a little Facebook page. The whole point of the Facebook page is to keep those, you know, keep open the door for communication with other people who might be interested in getting involved. As mentioned already, too, it's a coalition of various groups. I am kind of a point person on the project, so I would likely be responding to any Facebook messages. And that way I can start to really, you know, get people associated with the orgs that are already active in the Capital District rather than them starting a new one, just considering there's so many. I'm not against people organizing, but I think that when you have such a growing and already huge infrastructure of leftist politics, you're probably better off getting involved than starting your own thing. Coming years is just, you know, continuing to try and vocalize these demands, get more people out to more events, get more media there to cover it, and get these demands on the front page or on the airwaves or whatever it takes.
Well, Kenyon, we're out of time. Kenyon Ryan, Capital Tissue United Life of Front, Socialist Party, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.